Welcome to a new episode of Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. This is Mystical Perspectives, and I'm Cindy Palos, and I'm going to be studying and working with you on Dr. Paul Leon Master's latest book. It's a wonderful book, it's also beautiful. I'm looking at it here in my hands. It's Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, Practical, Mystical, and Spiritual Inspiration Applied to Your Life. These are very powerful seed power thoughts for reflecting on and speaking and putting to work in your life. And today I'm going to be talking about mind connecting with God's attributes. I'm going to begin with the affirmations and then talk a little bit about that state of mind where you're reflecting God's attributes, and also include a meditation towards the end. First, let's go through the series of affirmations. If you have the book, this is on page 29, Mind Connecting with God's Attributes, number one affirmation is purpose. I understand that the purpose of mind connecting with God is to bring forth God's attributes from within me into manifesting in my physical life. I'll repeat and you can speak it along with me if you wish. I understand that the purpose of mind connecting with God is to bring forth God's attributes from within me into manifesting in my physical life. Well, that's the purpose, right? We all have a purpose. And sometimes we get that cloudy and we forget what our real purpose is. And that's why it's so helpful to go into meditation, which is the next affirmation. I understand that my daily practice of meditation is the key to connecting my mind to God's mind and thus God's attributes. That seems simple, doesn't it? Let's repeat it again. I understand that my daily practice of meditation is the key to connecting my mind to God's mind and thus God's attributes. This is our magical time in the morning or at night, or hopefully in the morning and night. I've been meditating every day of my life for, well, since I was 14, and that's over 50 years ago. And it's that it never gets old. In fact, it's so important every day to go in and get plugged into the source, that God source, mind's God. The mind of God is there waiting for you, and you have to go into the silence and be still and get plugged into that power of the attributes of God's mind so you can reflect it in your life. The next one is personal ego. I understand that I must set aside my personal ego, whose energies tend to repress God's attributes, by daily turning over my personal will to God's will. Now, this comes up again and again in this book, and it's something that we have to do every day as well. It's so good, and we've gone through some of the processes in the past here about that daily turning your will over to God's will. The ego can really get us off track. But if we come back always to, it's not my will, but God's will working through me, then it takes this huge burden off and you really are able to reflect God's will in your life. The next affirmation is abundance. By connecting with God's mind, in which everything is contained, I connect with the energy of abundance, which manifests through me and draws abundance to me. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Let's speak that together. By connecting with God's mind, in which everything is contained, I connect with the energy of abundance, which manifests through me and draws abundance to me. There's unlimited energy in the universe. Our minds can often really create blocks we're not aware of, the blocks that would give us the abundance we need. And so we need to constantly realize we are not limited. The last week's subject was to be free of limitations. You might go back and review that one. The next affirmation is power. So here's one on power. By connecting with God's mind, my body, mind, and soul are energized by the primal light energy source of God's presence. Repeating, by connecting with God's mind, my body, mind, and soul are energized by the primal light energy source of God's presence. Now, we're bringing in here that powerful presence, that presence that really is what can work through you in your life. And it's often something we forget about, but we can call upon it any time. And when we connect with God's presence, which is the source of this primal light energy, we are connecting with the one power in the universe that is unlimited. And the next one is wisdom. By connecting with God's mind, the eternal wisdom of the ages illuminates my thoughts with thoughts that I can use to improve my life as well as others. One more time. By connecting with God's mind, the eternal wisdom of the ages illuminates my thoughts with thoughts that I can use to improve my life as well as others. So this is connecting with that mind that is the wisdom of God, and that light illuminates our very thoughts. We are then actually reflections again of those pure thoughts from God's mind, and they can improve and create a beautiful life for you, and then you have enough extra creativity and light to share it with others. Next one is health. By connecting with God's mind, the perfection of God's presence flows into and through my body, maintaining good health or restoring health throughout my body. And again, by connecting with God's mind, the perfection of God's presence flows into and through my body, maintaining good health or restoring health throughout my body. Well, this is a huge one for so many people who are going through health issues. It's so hard when you're not feeling well or have issues with your health to take the time and find that strength within and the faith to connect with God's mind so that presence can flow through every single cell of your body and restore and renew you. It's able to restore, renew, and regenerate you. The next one is love. By connecting with God's mind, I connect with the source of love in the universe, and it flows in and through me to others, and in so doing, attracts love back to me. Love is indeed a magnet, isn't it? One more time. By connecting with God's mind, I connect with the source of love in the universe, and it flows in and through me to others, and in so doing, attracts love back to me. And the last one is others. By connecting with God's mind and thus God's love, I let forgiveness, understanding, compassion, and support flow through me to others that they may feel and experience God's caring. By connecting to God's mind and thus God's love, I let forgiveness, understanding, compassion, and support flow through me to others. Isn't that powerful? That about covers it. That they may feel and experience God's caring. I was meditating on this subject as I do. I find it so deep to read these daily affirmations and then go into meditation. And it's so powerful when you think about it. And I thought about this. What are the attributes of God? What are these attributes? The attributes that you can live with in your life. Well, I call them the sacred tools of love. And I came And just a list of 10 here that I came up with that I see as God's attributes. I think we'd all agree, number one is love. And next, compassion and forgiveness. Three, being non-judgmental. Four, understanding. Five, being patient. Six, being a light worker, or light bearer, or light bringer. Seven, goodness. God is good all the time. And eight, kindness. Nine, charity and generosity. And 10, creativity. Now, that's just a few. There's many attributes that are part of God. Since God is here within each and every one of us, we all are rainbow rays and have certain rays that are tuned into certain attributes of God, some more than others. Some people are the compassionate and forgiving kind. Some people are the patient kind. Some people resonate with charity and generosity. Some people are the creative kind that can share the creativity that comes from God. These are all gifts of spirit that reflect that God is good all the time. It's all part of our remembering our divine purpose and why we came here to earth. When we connect with God in meditation, we are reinforcing all these powerful tools to use in our life. These are universal tools that work for all of us. These tools are our toolbox, our go-to toolbox. They were used by Christ, Mother Mary, and they're expressed in all religions. One of the most loved Bible passages, and it's certainly read more than any other passage when you do weddings, and it's from Paul, from 1 Corinthians. I know you know this one. Love is patient. Love is kind. And I'm going to read it for you. It's something to always remember. It's a very famous passage, as I mentioned. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It is always protecting, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. Now, that's such a powerful definition of what love is. And it is the attribute of God that we can hold forth as the standard in our life. In this passage, we realize that love has the perfect reflection of God's energy in us. It removes the ego from being involved in our interactions. And when we're reflecting God and are connected to the Creator, we indeed have that blossoming forth from the Creator's one mystic face. It's held forth here in our time and space, and it reflects our relation to Spirit. It's alive in every single person in the human race. We are the mirrors of the universe that can see the beauty in every single living thing. We are working here on earth, but we're also works of art, and we bring that symphony of sounds and color to everything. And we project our vision on that which we behold, and what we say and do should reflect our highest goals. So see the good that each day offers and count the blessings you have in your life. Become a pure reflection, a mirror of God's love and light. Now let's go into a peaceful state of meditation. Let's take a few deep breaths in, breathing in and holding the breath for a second or two or three and breathing out. Breathing in to the count of four, holding and breathing out to the count of four. And breathe in the pure essence that is from the source, the Creator. Breathe in the I am that I am consciousness that's a beam of light in God's creation. Feel it flowing right from the very source of all to your soul. It is the breath of living love. And you can right now become a pure reflection of this energy and clear away any shadows. So there is a clarity, a beautiful jewel, a diamond, a way to be living, breathing, and working energy of this blessed Holy Spirit here in form. As we learn, we seek, and then can share what through God was born. The reflection of this beauty creates a sound of spirit in the holy word. We can hear this holy word in the sacred silence. It's part of the living frequency of life. It's blessed by God's unconditional love, and it's there for us to call upon in our life. It pours forth from the source as the perfect imperfection that listens and sometimes hears the sounds of the cosmic vibrations that reverberate within our body and mind and soul right here. We live and dream of love. We hunger for this light. And in the vision of God that redeems, that part of our spirit can live in this radiant light eternally. We work with our fellow humans to lift our hearts together as one, and with compassion and the principles we understand, our true purpose is here, and it will become the reason why we are here, to serve God with our love, which we must find in ourselves and others here. Listen and hear the calling that comes. It comes at the break of dawn. It whispers to our souls and brings us that power to carry on. Right now, in this instant, you can be that living light of love, the I am, that I am presence, alive here in this body, mind, and soul. The I am, the one who thirsts to merge with the Lord, a watercolor daydream that fades with lightning bolts that flash with possibilities as the breath of the wind asks you to worship God with praise. Be the breath of the wind that blows forth from the oceans to reach the stormy skies, to feed your hungry soul with gifts you can't even define. Be the budding flower right now that shimmers with a beauty so divine that it opens up to the sun to blossom when love comes by. Be touched by the Master's love with a promise you've yet to find. You are you, and I am I, and we all will awaken in God's good time. Beyond the limitation of this life is the merging of the One, the creation's manifestation, awakening to that I am that causes us to become that living light of love, alive in our body, mind, and soul, the awakening that comes to us from the Holy Ones above. So breathe this light in, breathe this love in, become a pure, clear reflection of God's attributes, and let that shine forth in your soul. See it, feel it, believe it, become it. Be the path and be the way. Connect with meditation to this source every day. And now breathe in deeply. Just let everything go and know that you are in that power, connecting to God's attributes right there in your soul. Give thanks to God for that blessed time and energy. Give thanks to God for having the chance to be alive and be an expression of His perfect energy as well. We are indeed blessed, and we are indeed all different reflections, different rays of light spreading forth God's love. We must always connect and realize that these attributes are the jewels that we can carry, the pearls of wisdom, but they don't come easily. We have to live and practice it every day of our life. This life is a field of energy that is meant for our healing and learning here. And we will get up every day and we'll learn a new lesson and we'll just repeat the lessons until we get those right and have them down and can put them together and use that sacred toolbox that we can always call upon, that toolbox that holds these very, very sacred tools of love. They're very powerful tools of love. And I hope we can all remember they're here for us to use. They're part of our way to learn to live and give and love here on earth. The power of the sacred tools are never ending, really. So remember to give great thanks to God for that power and those sacred tools. And every day you learn a little bit, you grow a little bit, you can share a little bit more in your life. And it all happens when you do make that inner connection to God and when you find that you can serve that power in your life. Let's do the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. This is a translation by John Mark Hammer. And I find it to be one of my favorite translations. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us to fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and in faith. Amen. I feel that Lord's Prayer from the Aramaic translation speaks so deeply to me, and I hope it does speaks to you too. We have to remember Christ was the perfect reflection of God here on earth. So when we pray as he prayed, and we meditate as he meditated, and we reflect the principles he taught in life. He was a teacher that was sharing and teaching people how to live by 10 attributes that I mentioned earlier. All of his parables and works actually were expressions, and his life and what he did were expressions of being truly connected with the attributes of God. So I hope you gain something and remember to connect with the attributes of God in your life through meditation, through experience, through daily learning, by turning in and finding that God within you. Today's talk was based on this book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. It's his latest book. He also has a book out that's beautiful that I love as well, Mystical Insights. And you can find both of these books, Mystical Insights and Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, on Amazon. You can also find them at metaphysics.com. They're wonderful. Talk about toolboxes. These are very, very important tools you can use in your daily life. You can use them in your daily meditation. I also have a website I've created just for these talks called Mystical Perspectives, where I have all of my talks posted there and the show notes as well. And I thank you so much for taking the time to listen and be here today. And I wish you the highest of God's love and light and blessings always.